أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم اللهم مالك الملك تؤتي الملك من تشاء وتنزع الملك ممن تشاء وتعز من تشاء وتذل من تشاء بيدك الخير إنك على كل شيء قدير رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي رب زدني علما اللهم علمنا بما ينفعنا وانفعنا بما علمتنا وزدنا علما يا كريم اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد الحمد لله الذي هدانا لهذا وما كنا لنهتدي لولا أن هدانا الله ولقد يسرنا القرآن للذكر فهل من مدكر وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم خيركم من تعلم القرآن وعلمه السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته Today's khutbah inshallah I will take this opportunity of 10 minutes now we have only few minutes left so we will cover So whenever I get opportunity to come here and talk about some message, so I think about something which can be useful in our daily life as well and whatever we do every day. So for example, Salah, last time we covered Salah. So today, the message which I want to convey, what we recite in Dua Qunut, like in Witr, we recite Dua Qunut. So what we will do, we will try to understand in 10-15 minutes what we recite and we need to take message from it. What we are saying actually when we are saying Allahumma inna nasta'inuka. So what we are saying to Allah. What is Dua Qunut? This is what we inshallah cover today. So I will just bring some one verse which where the word this Qaf Noon Ta comes. So in Surah Al Imran, Allah Ta'ala says Ya Maryam Qunuti li Rabbiki wasjudi warkai ma'ar raki'in. Ya Maryam, O Maryam alayhi salam, Uqnuti. So what is the meaning of Uqnuti? We need to understand. So Allah says, become obedient. What is the meaning of Qunut? Obediency. So what is Dua Qunut is actually, we come towards, we stand up in front of Allah and we say, we are most obedient servants for you, O Allah. So Dua Qunut is actually assurance of what Allah asks us to do. And we say, we are obedient, we are doing this, we are, every day we say. So now today we will find out what Allah asked and what we are saying, we are doing it, oh Allah, we are doing it. This is assurance of what Allah asked us to do. So this is exactly what it is, Dua Qunut. So Dua Qunut, we will go word by word. So what Allah asked, oh Maryam, become obedient. Ya Maryam Qunuti, for whom? Li Rabbiki, for your Lord. Wasjudi and perform sajda. Warka'i and perform ruku. Ma'ar raki'in. With them, those who perform ruku. So this is the ayah from Surah Al Imran. So the word uqnuti is actually same word. Qaf Noon Ta. So I just want to mention one thing here. Qaf Noon Ta means obediency, which is this Dua Qunut. But same word exists with Ta. Qaf Noon Ta. Qunut. So if we say Dua Qunut, then see the meaning, how it will be changed. Qunut means hopeless, to lose all the hopes. That's actually Qunut. You know, Allah Ta'ala says, La taqnatu min rahmatullah. Don't give up from Allah's mercy. Don't be desperate from Allah's mercy. Don't give up hopes. So that's la taqnatu min rahmatillah. So this is word qaf noon ta is in Urdu we can say mayusi. So if you are completely without any hope, that's qunut. What is qunut? Is with ta. This is obediency. So we need to understand when we say this is another word, but we will only understand two words. So qunut is mayusi, hopeless, no hope, disheartened. The person who is completely disheartened, that actually qunut. But what is qunut, which we said in the qunut, is actually obediency, the supplication of obediency. So what we say in dua, in witr, dua kunut, we will see today, inshallah. So I just did some efforts for you. So when I talk, you can see here. So I don't need to repeat again and again. So you can see here. I have some flyer as well, handouts. If you want to take, you can take one after the khutbah, jama as well. So if you see the formula which we have in dua kunut is, you see all, look at it. Nasta'inu, nastaghfiru, nu'minu, natawakkalu. So everything starts with noon. So what is noon means? Noon means we. Whenever any action starts with noon, it means we. And look at the formula, it's a beautiful formula. And after, in between some words are changed and at the end we have ka. So whatever action we do for you, that's actually dua kunu. So look at it. Nashkuruka. We thank you. So if you understand that, after today, inshallah, you will understand complete dua kunu. Today's Isha Salah, inshallah, you will understand complete dua kunut. You will see the difference. Because if you understand the formula, noon means we, and any action in between, and then ka for you, Allah. Who is ka? Allah. So that's actually amazing formula of dua kunut. And now all the words are here. So let's start. So in Allahumma inna, oh Allah, inna, indeed we, nasta'inuka. So what? So isti'ana means seek help. So what we are saying, we seek help from you. So you will be surprised to understand dua kunut today, inshallah. What is the message behind it? I am not teaching Arabic right now. I want to achieve this, achieve this goal today. Like when you go after salah, you will understand dua kunut when you recite in Isha, inshallah. So that's actually, and as well as we understand what we are saying. So Allah asks, look at this. Allah in so many times Allah says, Ista'inu billah. Allah says in Quran, Ista'inu billah. Ask Allah for help. So what we are saying? Nasta'inuka. Oh Allah, you ask us to seek help from you. We are doing it. Every day we assure Allah, we are doing what you ask. So that's the idea of dua kunut. Every day we stand up and we say, we are doing it. You ask, Ista'inu billah. We are saying, Nasta'inuka. Allahumma inna nasta'inuka. Oh Allah, we seek help only from you. So that's actually assurance. That's why we say dua kunut, obedience. Oh Allah, you ask us to do something, we obey. So that's actually dua kunut. If you understand this message, inshallah, you will enjoy dua kunut. So if in 5 minutes I can cover all these. Nastaghfiruka. So Allah, so nastaghfiruka. In Quran, so many times you say, istaghfiru. Allah says, istaghfiru. Seek Allah for forgiveness. Ask forgiveness from Allah. Allah's mercy, Allah's maghfirah. So what we say, nastaghfiruka, oh Allah, we ask forgiveness from you. So this is the amazing interpretation of dua kunut. Whatever Allah asks us, we are saying every day in Isha, we say, we do that. We do that, oh Allah, we do that. So this is assurance to Allah, what Allah asks us to do. So that, and then, nu'minu bika. So, wa nu'minu bika. So now here, nu'minu, we believe, what? Believe in what? Bika, in you. So that's why I wrote here, into, for, or upon. So this ka means, could be upon you, in you, to you, or for you. So if you just, we will just go word by word and then we will finish, inshallah. So wa nu'minu bika, we believe in you, O Allah. And then, wa natawakkalu alayka. And we have put all the trust upon you. So we don't depend on anything. We don't depend on our job. We don't depend on our, our work, hard working. All the tawakkal which we do, we put on you. So that's actually natawakkalu alayka, upon you. Alayka, upon you. Wa nuthni alayka al khair. So, and by the way, this verse, wa nu'minu. So look at it. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, aminu billah. Allah says, believe in Allah. So we say, nu'minu bika. And then, natawakkalu. Allah says, wa alallahi fatawakkalu. Upon Allah, put all your trust. In Quran, Allah says, I have all the verses here, which support this each word here. So this is actually the interpretation of dua kunut. So all the words which Allah asked us to do something, and we say every day, we do, oh Allah, we do. You ask us, we do. So that's the beautiful idea of dua kunut. So we will just move on. We have very limited time. So, wa nuthni alayka al-khayr. Wa nuthni. Look at this, the word nusni. How we start salah? Subhanakallahumma. When we say Allahu Akbar, and then we say Subhanakallah. What is Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika? Sana. So we praise Allah. So we manusni alaykal khair means we all the best praise we send to you. We send towards you. We praise you in the best manner. Nusni alaykal khair. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. So we say every time when we perform salah. Wa nashkuruka wa la nakfuruka. So look at this. Wa nashkuruka. We thank, O Allah. Allah says, washkuru li. Allah says in Quran, washkuru li. In every Friday we finish khutbah. Washkuru li. Thank me. Wa la takfurun. And don't ungrateful to me. And when what we say? Wa la nakfuruka. So this is exactly what Allah asked. So when we put la means we don't do that. So that's the thing. So now we will just quickly complete. Wa la nakfuruka. Wa nakhla'u wa natruku man yafjuru. This is amazing. Wa nakhla'u. Khula. You know, in separation, in marriage, what we say? Separation. Khula. So what is this word? Nakhla'u. We separate. Wa natruku. And we give up. We stop. What we stop? Man yafjuruka. Whoever is against you, whoever is disobedient to you, whoever is fajir, fasik, what we do? We separate from them. We don't mingle with them. We don't support them. Actually, that's the meaning. وَنَخْلَعُ وَنَتْرُكُ مَنْ يَفْجُرُكُ. Whoever is disobedient to you, O Allah, we give up them. We are separate from them. So that's the meaning of this. So that's very important. And then we say, اللهم إياك نعبد. O Allah, إياك نعبد. Only for you we worship. وَنُسَلِّي وَلَكَ نُسَلِّي. And only for you we perform salah. وَنَسْجُدُ. And only for you we perform sajda. So look at this. If we are saying we perform salah for you, so why? This is another word, وَنَسْجُدُ. In salah we have sajda as well. In salah we have ruku as well. So what is this? Is actually emphasis. Only for you we perform salah. And we don't associate anyone with you. وَنَسْجُدُ. Only for you we perform sajda as well. So that's actually the emphasis. وَإِلَيْكَ نَسْعَى. And we run towards you. نَسْعَى. You know, in Hajj, what we do? Sa'i. So نَسْعَى is coming from Sa'i. وَنَحْفِدُ. This word is amazing. وَنَحْفِدُ. And we serve you the way grandson serves our grandfather. You know this word, نَحْفِدُ, is actually coming from حَفَدَ. حَفَدَ means grandson. حَفْدَ. It's amazing word, nahfidu. This word nahfidu is amazing. One of the best word of dua kulub, nahfidu. We serve you the way a grandson served grandfather. Like meaning, there's no object, there's no purpose, there's no actually benefit for grandson. He just served father because he loves grandfather. So we serve you with love. So that's actually nahfidu. Wa narju rahmataka, and we hope for your mercy, O Allah. وَنَخْشَ عَذَابَكَ. And we are fear from your punishment. And at the end we say, إِنَّ عَذَابَكَ بِالْكُفَّارِ مُلْحِقٌ. Definitely we fear from your punishment. But as you said, in Quran Allah says, وَعَاتَدْنَا لِلْكَافِرِينَ عَذَابًا مُهِينًا. And we have created severe punishment for kafirin. So we say, إِنَّ عَذَابَكَ بِالْكُفَّارِ مُلْحِقٌ. So this is actually, I only got 10 minutes. We started around 1:40 today. There was nobody. So we will talk about after Salah as well. Like what time is suitable for Juma to conduct Juma here as well. So we ask Allah to give us tawfiq to follow all this, which we assure Allah. We assure Allah we do all this every day. We do say every day. Today's objective was we understand what we say. May Allah make it easy for us, enable us to perform, to follow what we say in Salah, and to make us, Allah make us able to understand what we say in Salah. So, A'udhu Billahi Minash Shaitan Ar-Rajim, Bismillah Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim, Wa Akhiru, Wa Da'wana Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar.